going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Scott, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Hey, let me tell you, last night, from my career standpoint, that would have been a game I'd have got to play in. So, I was sweating. I moved over from TV to radio once the second round starts. Yeah, I was thinking, man, this would be a game I'd get to go in and hit people.
Oh, well, I was going to ask, how many fouls do you have right now, Scott?
I got 6, but I think I'm so slow right now, I don't know if I could catch anybody.
Scott Hastings, you know what I'm saying? I hear that. Nuggets analyst Scott Hastings is joining us. Well, I know this is a different team from last year. What is your observation over these first two games?
Well, I could give you more a kind of an explanation on both. Last night the issue to me last night was, I think the officials, which I was fine with because that's what playoff basketball is supposed to be. And listen, Denver did not lose because of any officiating. But the officials let them play early. Denver thought they got fouls instead of just adjusting and play to, okay, this is how we're going to play tonight. I felt last night they let them get into their head. And once they got into their head, once Murray took a charge, and probably watching it back on replays and stuff, it probably should have been an offensive foul. Wasn't called. You got to play now. I said, okay, that's what they're going to love. That's how physical the game's going to be. Instead, I thought it really got in their head. And once you melt down against another professional team, very, very unlikely you're going to be able to get it back. They weren't. They got pounded. Now, saying that, I'll just give some props to Minnesota. And a couple things that people forget about this. And I was worried about Minnesota last year, to be honest with you, when they made their run to the championship. The only team really that they played that I was really concerned with was Minnesota. And here's the reasoning why. One, the president of basketball operations, Tim Connolly, built this team in Denver. He understands who they are and what they are. He left, went to Minnesota. I tell him when I see him, he's dead to me now, but he left and went to Minnesota. Their head coach and their assistant coach were both assistant coaches for Denver as they were building this thing up, as they were implementing the offense, as they were making Joker more of a point forward point center, whatever his position. They were instrumental in development. So you've got the two main guys in control on the floor are – understand all the weaknesses, understand where they go. And going back to Tim Connolly, when he went there, and I saw this happening, when everybody was questioning Rudy Gobert and doing all this, why are you making this trade? You sold out your future. Not many people worried about them selling out their future right now. He knew what Denver was. He knew where Denver was going. And I think from day one, he started setting up a franchise, a team that could beat Denver. Can they play with other people? You know, if they play like they did the last two games, they'll get to find out. So they're a scary team. It started last year, they were a scary team to me. But remember, Naz Reid was hurt, and McDaniel was hurt, so neither of those two guys played. But they got long, tall wings that they can always sub in that are both physical, both quick. You put on Jamal Murray, so now you got size, quickness, and physicality on him. And so Murray, you know, not shooting well. I mean, he was 3 of 18 last night. You got Michael Porter, who had a really good series against the Lakers. But, again, he's 1 of 7 from 3 last night. He was averaging almost 3 threes made a game in that Lakers series. He all of a sudden stopped shooting the ball well last night. And so what that allows you to do, and I think Denver's final number was 25% from 3, what that allows you to do is I can sell out now, and maybe not traditional double teams on Joker. If you watched last night, whenever he got the ball and started moving the center, there's bodies all around him. Now that congests the passing lane. You got people leaning on him, which makes it tougher to get to the rim. And they did a good job. And, you know, it's funny. I was listening to a radio show driving home today, and they were talking about Joker's had two bad games. And I'm like, well, I think there's a whole lot of guys would like to have in a playoff game 32-8-9. And then I think last night he was 16-8.
Yeah.
And he sucked. Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But if you know, and this is the same thing with Anthony Edwards, who's an unbelievable player. But if Towns weren't playing good, and if Conley weren't playing good, and Naz Reid, all these other weapons around him weren't playing good, guess what Denver could do? Now they could concentrate everything on Ant and maybe slow him down, and could you change the game? So one of the keys for Joker is other guys have got to have their games up, and your two best perimeter guys in that starting unit are not shooting the ball and playing well right now.
No, without a shadow of a doubt, we got former Nugget and current analyst Scott Hastings here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Well, Scott, there's a couple of guys that we would be talking about, but they're not here. And they were part of the championship squad last year, whether it's a Bruce Brown or you want to look at a Jeff Green. How important is it to this squad that they're not here right now? What effect is it having on this team?
Well, what they've lost off the bench is especially in Bruce, but Jeff would have his moments. You lost with Bruce, a guy that, you know, with two or three was struggling scoring, and Porter struggled in the postseason for the most part last year. Bruce Brown was eating up a lot of minutes. Bruce Brown was averaging 27 minutes a game off the bench. I think the guys off the bench this year are averaging 12 or 14 maybe. So not only did he eat minutes, but he ate minutes very productively. You know, they don't probably win game 4 in the finals in Miami without Bruce Brown. And he did that a number of times throughout. So you miss that guy that all of a sudden maybe somebody's struggling. Here comes Brucey, and it gets back up and gets going. Jeff Green was your physical guy. He's a little taller than Aaron Gordon. Now you can rest Aaron instead of have to make him play the small ball 5. Jeff would come in and they would do that. And listen, this is a veteran guy that, A, can still play. He's a fabulous leader. And he brought an element of toughness. I mean, he was a guy that didn't back down. And so, to me, you lost a scoring versatile 2-3-1. In fact, he played backup point in the postseason. 1-2-3 guy, and you lost another guy who listen. Jeff's the kindest and nicest guy in the world that I've, you know, as far as all the guys I've got to cover. But listen now, he'd get down to it. He'd have a little dog in him. He wasn't going to back down to anything. And so they missed that coming off the bench. You replace it really with the majority of the guys that play. Reggie Jackson a point, but he's been banged up for about the last 30 games. Hurt his ankle again in game 2. And then guys that are in their second year, Christian Brown, which I think you got to kind of go with him. He's got a physicality. Peyton Watson's a young second-year player, and they just haven't found any groove and any kind of spark, really, in the last third of the season that you can count on a consistent basis. And that's where the game's changed. Listen, we talk about stars all the time, and stars win you games, but there's a lot of support around those stars when, you know, When these other guys are winning, when Antetokounmpo is winning an MVP, there's a whole lot of other guys having really good years around him, and Denver just has not had that in these first two games. And And to be honest with you, for me, and probably, you know, from you watching it afar, is they're the defending champions, and dude, they had their soul taken a little bit last night. So it'll be real interesting. Somewhere Tracy McGrady's going, hey, you can go win games 3 and 4 on the road. I know I've done it. He just couldn't win those home games. But, you know, you go and you win game 3. I think all the pressure now flips back over to Minnesota because they cannot lose game 4, and you played yourself back in the series. But the discouraging thing is, what sign did you see last night that they were willing to fight through this? They lost their composure and ended up losing the game poorly.
And Scott Hastings is here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. We just got a little bit of news that's just come in. Jamal Murray fined $100,000 for throwing that heat pad and then also that towel towards and on the court last night in game 2. Are you surprised that he was fined and not suspended, Scott?
I think both are justified. I said on my radio show today, I said at minimum he's going to get a healthy fine. He hasn't had a lot of other – I don't think he's had any other infractions. He's probably frustrated. Maybe they took that into account. They took the account into the seriousness of, you know, I don't want to say you change the course of the of a playoff pattern because they won 2 games on the road already. But, no, I'm not surprised. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't have been surprised, J.R., had they suspended him either. I think the crime or the punishment would have fit the crime either way. And I know these guys make a lot of money, but and I'd like to have 1 year of it. But, heck, I'd like to have the fine money, to be honest with you.
I
mean, that's still a big swipe for being a little frustrated.
It most definitely is. Hey, Scott, final question for you. You're around this team. You've been around this team. You cover this team. You played for this team. Are they going to turn things around? Are they going back to the West Finals, or are they kind of out of luck right now?
Well, I you know, it's really funny, and I was on the Pistons team the second year they won on their back-to-back. And there's a difference when you're hungry to get one compared to trying to retain one, you know, do it again. I think you probably lose a little hunger, and you got to find something within you that sparks that intensity that you had last year. I'll be real honest with you. I didn't think they played very good in that Lakers series, and they handled their business 4-1. But they were down in every game 12-15, you know, came back in the 1 game 2 when they were down 20. So they've really not played well yet, and I just don't know if that's, you know, if it's fatigue. You know, I was telling somebody the other day about last year, 10 days ago, Minnesota was already done with their season, and Denver played 2 more months after that. So, you know, is it fatigue? And it's not physical, although because everybody's tired physically at this time. It's that mental fatigue, grinding the season, you know, tying for the best record in the West. And do you just have that mental dog in you right now to say, okay, let's do it again? Are they talented enough to go in and win game 3? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said a while ago, I wanted to see a heartbeat late in that game just to give a little hope, and they really didn't show it, so it's discouraging. Do they have the capability? Yes. Will they? Well, Tim Connolly and Chris Finch and Mike Anori probably got a lot to say about it.
Hey, well, Scott, listen, I know you're out there to go out there and hand out some fouls if they need it, so I'll be looking for you sooner than later, okay?
Hey, I play like that Iowa girls basketball of the day. If they go 3-on-3, you know, defense on one end, offense on the other, I can do that.
I hear you, Scott. We'll be staying tuned. Hey, I don't think anybody expected this at the start, 2-0 Minnesota. Scott, thank you so much for lending your expertise from both a player and as an analyst. We appreciate you. Hopefully the Nuggets have so much more basketball in front of them. We'll stay tuned, okay?
All right, my brother. Appreciate you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.